Isaiah chapter 65. I am sought out of them that inquired not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I have said, Behold me, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, who walk in a way not good, after their own thoughts. The people that provoke me to anger continually to my face, sacrificing in gardens and burning incense upon the bricks, who sit down among the graves and lodge in the secret places, who eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, who say, Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom, your iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith Jehovah, who have burned incense upon the mountains, and outraged me upon the hills, and I will measure their former work into their bosom. Thus saith Jehovah, As the new wine is found in the cluster, and it is said, Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it, so will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah a possessor of my mountains, and mine elect shall possess it, and my servants shall dwell there. And the Sharon shall be a fold for flocks, and the valley of Achor a couching place of the herds for my people that have sought me. But ye who forsake Jehovah, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for Gad, and fill up mixed wine unto many, I will even assign you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down in the slaughter, because I called, and ye did not answer. I spoke, and ye did not hear, but ye did what was evil in mine eyes, and chose that wherein I delight not. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, my servants shall eat, and ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, and ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, and ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing aloud for gladness of heart, and ye shall cry out for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto mine elect, for the Lord Jehovah will slay thee, and will call his servants by another name, so that he who blesseth himself in the land shall bless himself by the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the land shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles shall be forgotten, and because they shall be hidden from mine eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice over Jerusalem, and I will joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thenceforth an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not completed his days. For the youth shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for terror, for they are seed of the blessed of Jehovah, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith Jehovah.